Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find your momentum. My name is Jason Venkus, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Very often we get requests from people inside our private Facebook group. So if you are a paying member at Momentum Fitness and Health, that's where we get a lot of our questions from. So tune in every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also help find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com and on Facebook. Just search for Momentum Fitness and Health, and we are now live streaming on Periscope, and we'll soon be doing the same on YouTube and hopefully Facebook as well. So our timing might be just a little bit off, as we are broadcasting right after Easter on good carbs versus bad carbs. But in the 2000s, after the war on fat had subsided, we turned our attention to carbohydrates. Carbs became the villain after the release of Atkins, South Beach, and in some ways even the paleo diet. And all of a sudden, people are just supposed to eat meat without bread, grains, and in some cases even vegetables. The problem is our bodies need carbohydrates. They need them. So I'm going to explain the difference today between good carbs and bad carbs. Now, I want to start with a little history of rural diets in China versus American diets, mainly because of the high carbohydrate consumption of the Chinese and the obesity rate versus America. Now, in rural China, 70% of calories come from carbohydrates and only 15% from fats. In America, 50% of calories come from carbohydrates and 34% come from fats. The rural Chinese consume 300% more fiber and one-third less protein than Americans. Now, 89% of Chinese protein is from plant sources. 70% of ours is from animal products. For every 5 American women who die of heart trouble, only one Chinese woman suffers the same fate. Heart disease kills 1,700% more middle-aged men in the USA and roughly 900% more men in Italy or Greece than in China. China has the lowest rate of breast cancer in the world. Comparison among regions in China indicated that the more fruit, vegetables, and grains at the table, and less meat and animal protein, the lower rates of breast cancer and heart disease. Now, the Chinese eat, on average, beef or pork just one or two times a month, eggs and poultry a few times a week, and fish, if available, is always welcome. Chinese women get half the calcium of American women, yet have a much lower rate of osteoporosis. That is a fun fact right there. As economic reforms in China are allowing this invasion of fast food joints, cities are starting to see a rise in heart disease, obesity, and diabetes, the diseases of nutritional extravagance. Now, China ranks 152nd in the world at 7.4% obesity. So 7.4% of adults in China are obese. So that puts them 152nd. That's a good place to be. It's out of all countries in the world. Now, the U.S. is 8th on that list, is high up on that list at 30. And we have health care and all these different diet plans, a $31 billion industry, diet industry. So what gives? All these experts are now telling us that carbs are bad for us. But China can consume so many carbs, how can this be true? The difference lies in what kind of carbs you are consuming. You have simple and complex carbs and sugars. This is where people get confused. First off, a carbohydrate is any one of various substances found in certain foods, such as bread, rice, and potatoes, as well as other vegetables, that provide your body with heat and energy and are made of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. But there are two kinds of carbs. A simple carb, which are sugars, including dextrose, fructose, lactose, maltose, sucrose, white sugar, corn syrup, honey, and turbinado sugar. And these are quickly and easily absorbed into the bloodstream, making them a simple carb. Now, a complex carb is a carbohydrate that is characterized by chemical complexity in multiple side chains of glycogen and fiber. Fiber is the important part. Complex carbohydrate-rich foods include whole grains, brown rice, quinoa, millet, vegetables, and beans. So what really is the difference? Well, simple carbs come in the form of sugar, flour, and food additives from corn and soy. These foods do not contain any fiber or contain very small amounts of fiber, so they enter the bloodstream very, very quickly, give us a boost of energy, and then give us that crash, leaving us flat, tired, and hungry again. Sometimes within just a couple hours of the initial consumption. Now, complex carbohydrates come from whole food and contain fiber as well as a whole host of other micronutrients that our body needs. Now, research has reported in Time magazine stated that scientists have figured out another reason that fiber is such a wonder food, and it contains an anti-appetite molecule called acetate. Now, acetate, the researchers discovered, is naturally released when fiber is digested in the gut and when it's released. It is taken to the brain where it signals us to stop eating. The researchers looked at dietary fiber called inulin, which comes from chicory and sugar beets. They fed mice a diet high in fat with additional inulin. Now, these mice ate less and gained less weight than mice who did not consume the inulin. And when the scientists took a deeper look, they discovered that the inulin-eating mice had higher levels of acetate in their gut. Now, these simple carbs, like sugar and flour, they don't contain that inulin. They don't contain the fiber that keeps us full, and therefore it doesn't tell our brains that we're no longer hungry until it's too late, and we end up overeating. That's the danger here. When we're eating these simple carbs, we end up overeating because we're constantly getting hungry again. But again, another reason that we eat less is that our body must get through the fiber to get to the sugar when we're eating these whole unprocessed foods, these grains, these fruits, these vegetables. This gives a slower release of those sugars and therefore more sustained energy without that crazy crash that we get. Now, our body naturally craves carbohydrates. I talked about this and how our body burns fat according to science, which is a previous show that we've done. Go back a few weeks and you can find it. So, it is the preferred source of energy, and when we consume nutrient-deficient carbs like sugars and flour, we're not getting the fiber that keeps us fuller longer, and this causes us to eat more. So just to put it into perspective, the average American or the average person in America consumes 22 teaspoons of added refined sugar a day. These sugars come from added white sugar, cane sugar, concentrates, and corn syrup. So that's 99 grams of sugar, and each gram is 4 calories each gram of carbohydrate is 4 calories for a total of 396 calories. Now, just to put that in perspective, the USDA says we shouldn't get any more than 10 teaspoons of added sugar a day, and the World Health Organization even goes lower and says no more than 5 teaspoons. So it should be a lot lower. Now, this comes up to 396 calories, and it may not sound a lot, but that's just sugar. So if you are on a if you're on a 2,000 calorie diet a day, I just throw that number out there because it's most often used, that's 20% of your calories just in sugar alone. So what other sources of simple carbs are there? Well, there's brown sugar. Yes, yes, I said brown sugar. Brown sugar is not better for you. In most cases, it's usually white sugar that has been recolored. But also on that list are honey, maple syrup, jams, jellies, fruit drinks, and soft drinks. You're also going to get a lot of your sugars in a lot of your baked goods as well. Now, most cans of cola contain 44 grams or 10 teaspoons, almost 10 teaspoons of added sugar. If you think 100% juice is better, nope. You've actually removed all the fiber and are now just getting all the sugar. So these carbohydrates that we're consuming, these simple carbohydrates, get stored as glycogen in our liver for 72 hours. If you don't burn them off, it then converts to fat for later. Our bodies are just hardwired that way. They're programmed to store fat. So overconsumption of processed carbs can lead to obesity, diabetes, and other chronic conditions as well. Actually, most chronic conditions, because it causes body inflammation, and that's what where chronic illness comes from. It's from body inflammation. So what do you do to avoid overeating? Well, you opt for sources of complex carbohydrates, like whole fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, legumes, lentils. Now, you've probably heard that certain veggies and fruits contain lots of sugar. Well, yes, this is true. But when eaten whole, it's a different kind of sugar, a slow-releasing sugar that's also accompanied by the nutrients and the fiber. So there are portions of our brain that need carbohydrates. Carbs also keep avid exercisers and distance athletes who have a low body fat percentage from burning through muscle. Carbohydrates are also an energy source that gives us most of the energy that our body needs and part of many proteins and fats that our body needs for many bodily processes. And carbohydrates will also provide nutrients for the good bacteria in our intestines that helps us digest our food. That's those probiotics. Well, some carbohydrates are considered prebiotics that help feed the probiotics to keep our gut nice and healthy. So you can't just cut out all carbohydrates. You have to choose the right ones and at least limit the wrong ones. I'm not going to say completely cut them out. I'm not going to say you can't ever have a piece of cake or something. But whole grains have been a central element of the human diet since early civilization. Once they're harvested, these grains have a very long shelf life without having to have anything added to it like trans fats, providing energy during harsh seasons when fresh fruit and vegetables were scarce. Remember, they didn't have refrigerators, so they had to, you know, they had to keep things that had long, quote-unquote, shelf lives. So many hunters and gatherers settled down into farming communities as they began to cultivate grain crops and domesticate animals. Now, each region had their staple grain, including corn from the Americas, rice from Asia, sorghum from Africa, and wheat actually comes from the Middle East and Europe, and then buckwheat, which comes from Russia. Because of varying lifestyles and dietary factors, very few people were overweight. They ate grains, they ate carbohydrates, especially in the winter, and they weren't typically overweight or have any kind of heart problems. So whole grains are an excellent source of nutrition because they contain essential enzymes, iron, dietary fiber, vitamin E, which is great for blood flow and great for men's health, and B-complex vitamins as well. So eat your whole grains, your fruits, your veggies, and beans, and limit your sources of refined flour and sugar. Now, for more information about sugar, we have two videos on YouTube that will tell you how much sugar is in some everyday items. Go find Momentum, Fitness, and Health on YouTube and look for How Much Sugar Part 1 and Part 2 because sugar is everywhere. It's also refined flours in breads, pasta, and other baked goods. So make the right decisions a majority of the time and the weight will come off. Join us next time as we talk about portion control and distortion of what we call portions. Until next time, I hope that you find your momentum.
Say that's all.